Now for the Saturday play. My Dad's a Nero by Christopher Dennis, with Anne Rye as Gran Jackson, Judy Bennett as young Fred, and Jane Hollywood as Lily.
Well, go and have a look, you soppy little lummox.
Aye, I think they've passed over us.
Well, have they gone?
It's all right, they've gone.
Have they gone?
It's all right. I shall be late. I know I shall.
I've not heard the all clear.
They've gone.
Have they gone?
I'll have a look, Gran.
Just you be careful, young Fred.
It's all right, Gran. I've them gone.
I'll be late. My gas mask, I can't seem to find it.
I've crawled all the way up these stairs and they've not gone. There'll be a few thick ears round here. It's all right, you two. Use your legs.
No, you're all right. They've gone, Gran.
They might come back.
No, they'll not, Gran. They'll not come back.
They might. Be just like them. Coming baggage, them Jerrys. Same as last war with the gas.
No, I've not got the fuel, you see, Gran.
Oh, you'd better be right. That's all I can say. Well, pass me me crutches.
Why, sorry, Gran.
I think so. Aye, it's all right for you two. With your legs. I have me affliction.
There you are, you see, I told you.
They could be having us on.
Dear, they're not. They'll be falling back to base now. Like big black orcs rumbling through blackness at night. Like cowardly jackals what kill only the defenceless in dark. Afraid to let light of day fall upon them. That's what Rockfish Rogan said in Champion last week. Anyway, it's not us they're after.
Of course it is. Of course it's us. If it's not us, what are they dropping bombs on us for?
I reckon it's for Antis and Avros and all. All them factories what's doing war work.
Well, they should shut them all down. That's her to blame, is that? She works for them. If folk like her didn't work for them on these munitions, they'd have to shut them down.
Then Hitler had went more, though, Gran.
We're glad of the money it brings in, especially now with our Fred away.
Talking of which, did you get paid last night?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I forgot.
Oh, I didn't forget, madam. Pass us me tin, young Fred.
I'm sorry, I meant to.
This ain't all of it.
I've kept 10 shilling for shopping.
10 shilling?
Well, meat's gone up. Mm-hmm. Nearly 2 shilling a pound last week. We'd never get by on what our Fred sends us from his army pay, would we, Mother? Lucky I'm working.
Don't call me Mother.
Sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
I'm not your mother.
In any case, we've no say in it. We have to work where they put us. I mean, we conscript it.
Well, they should conscript you somewhere else, then. Shouldn't be doing it round here where I live. They should keep that sort of thing where it belongs.
Where's that then, Gran?
Don't you be cheeky, young Fred. I don't know, do I? Except it should be down south. That's where it belongs, this war. It were all them southerners in Parliament who started it. Now to do with us.
I suppose we're all in it together.
Who says we are?
Well, Mr. Churchill on wireless-like.
Oh, him, another southerner. He's all right, though, ain't he? Rich. Got a proper air raid shelter. Don't have to go crouching in the cellar. Any road, I didn't ask for thy for, Banneth. I were having a private conversation with me grandson. Nowt to do with thee, so shut the gob.
Sorry.
And where's my supper? Not sitting here to get a suntan, the nose.
I'm just warming it up.
I don't want it warmed up. It'll go all dry.
Well, the fat had congealed.
They always come when I'm having me supper. They do it on purpose. They know I've got this stomach. That's why they do it, I'm sure. If I've to be getting up and down when I'm eating, I get this wind.
Hey, do you reckon that's it, though, Gran? Do you reckon, as Hitler says to Goering, Ehrman, Jawohl, mein Führer, get some Junkers and some Heikels off the 17 Armand Street. We get Gran Jackson's wind going, huh? Jawohl, mein Führer. Sorry, Gran.
What we're fighting for, any road? What do we care for flipping poles or Dutchmen or froggies? Neither use nor ornament, none of them.
We don't want Hitler running country, though, Gran.
Why shouldn't he, if he's a mind to? What's it matter to us who runs country? Let him get on with it if he wants to. Couldn't make a bigger mess of it than this lot. Any role, that's politics, is that? Now to do with us. Just as long as we're eating regular. And we're not eating regular under this lot. Hey, you, madam, are you going to give me that supper or are you hoping I'll waste away?
Sorry.
Come here, young Fred.
What for, Gran?
What for? What for? For a cuddle, that's what for. Now come here before I belt you. Oh, he loves his Gran, don't you, young Fred?
Aye, Gran. Oh, I do.
Thinks world of his Gran, just like his dadda, don't you?
Aye, Gran.
Yeah, of course you do. Oh, bless him.
Here you are.
And what's that supposed to be?
It's your supper.
What is it when it's at home?
It's spam fritter. It were a recipe in Woman's Weekly.
Spam? You know I can't abide spam. What do you give me spam for when you know I can't abide it?
It's all I could get.
You're a liar.
It is, honestly. You have to take part of your rationing corned beef or spam so there'll be enough meat to go round. But there never is.
Other folk don't eat spam.
They do.
Don't you contradict me, madam. If I say they don't, then they don't.
But they do.
You're a liar. She's a liar. Your mother's a liar, ain't she, young Fred?
I grant she is.
In any case, I'll not eat it.
Well, I'd better... Ow!
Leave it, leave it. Well, if it's all you choose to give me. And I'll be wanting that bread.
I thought I'd take a slice for me break.
Hey, you'd take bread out of me mouth, wouldn't you?
Of course not. I'd best be off.
That coal bucket'll want filling.
Oh, we've nearly used up for the ration already. It's warmer now.
She'd watch me freeze, young Fred. Just wait till your dad gets home and hears how she's treated me. You'll tell him, won't you? You'll back me up.
Aye, Gran, I will.
He'll tuck his belt to her, he will. He always knew best way where she were concerned. I'm too soft.
I'll just get the coal.
Good home I've given that girl. I don't know. She fell on her feet, Harry, when I took pity on her. Good home I give her, you know.
I know you did, Gran.
I did. And what did she do, eh?
She stabbed you in the back, Gran.
She did, she did. She stabbed me in the back. I took pity on her and she stabbed me in the back.
I know, Gran.
No? How do you know? You come later. You weren't stabbed in the back, you were.
I'm sorry, Gran.
Not a rag to call her own. What bit she did have were crawling.
I'll put it down here.
You'll bank fire up first. An egg last. Never seen nout like her. Biggest bottle top some of them were.
Like big black beetles.
Like big black beetles. What a sight she were.
Like a walking skeleton.
Like a walking skeleton. That's all she were, a walking skeleton. And look at her now, eh? She fell on her feet all right, didn't she?
She did, Gran, she did.
So what did I do then, eh? What did I do with them rags she had on her?
You burnt them, Gran.
I did. I burnt them. I had to.
I'm off now.
Is she out for me pudding?
Oh, dear.
I had to go out and buy her a frock and a pair of drawers, something she'd not had before, I can tell you. Her mother'd not have known what a pair of drawers was, I can tell you.
There's some custard warm in there to go with that bit of bread and butter pudding from lunch. I'd best be off.
You get that pudding first, then you can be off. A revamp, leading our Fred on like she did, tempting him. She knew if she could get him trapped as he don't reap thing by her, and he did. There's nobody could say he didn't. He did reap be her or reap.
I know he did, Gran.
Here you are. I've put your bottle in your bed and your night light's lit.
He did. Don't let nobody say he didn't, cos he did.
Well, ta-ra.
Could have had any lassie of mine to could have, Fred. Like wasps round a jam jar they were. Any lass.
Bye-bye, Freddy. Well, give us a kiss, love.
Oh, you're off.
Lasses in Manchester, even. With good jobs and good money coming in. And is she grateful?
Is she Ella's like, Gran?
Gerard.
Is she Ella's like? Look at that now. She's gone without putting me wireless on for Monday night at 8. I don't know. Have to do everything for myself.
Well, you're welcome to come in for a cup of tea, Dora.
No, thank you, Mrs. Chadwick. I'm too upset.
Nay, don't be daft. It were only a picture. It weren't real.
But we'll never know how it ended now.
She dies.
I mean, x-rays could have been wrong. They can be, you know. They blur if you move when they're being took.
No. She dies and he marries her sister.
I mean, why did they want to stop the picture anyway? Just for an air raid?
Their instructions. I mean, that gem's a flipping death trap even in peacetime.
Joe Ainsworth, though, on cinematograph, he didn't come out. I could see him brewing up through that little window.
He could tell you then. Ask him if you don't believe me. She dies.
I did ask him.
What did he say?
He said, nay, don't ask me, Dora. I only show them. I don't have to watch them.
She dies.
Well, I don't think she does. I think it turns out as they were that other woman's x-rays. The one with turban and leopard skin coat.
No.
I think she gets better and shows a success and she becomes a star. And he finds that diamond mine and they go off to live in his uncle's ranch in Nevada.
No, she dies. He marries her sister. But then her face comes up in a rainbow at the end. Blessing them like.
Oh, how lovely. How do you know?
I've seen it.
You never said you'd seen it.
I didn't know till it got to that bit where she took her glasses off and let her hair down and he realised she were beautiful after all. Then I remembered. It were on with Bambi at Roxy last year.
Are you sure she dies?
Aye.
Oh, dear. I'm not going to see no more of these women's pictures. I don't know why they call them women's pictures. They upset me too much. I shall stick to cowboys and vampires in future.
Nay, if it's vampires you want, you can save your money. Just pop in and have a chat with Gram Jackson next door but one.
Oh, don't. I've gone cold. Hey, up. Somebody's coming out at Jackson's now. Is it Gram Jackson? I think I will have that cup of tea after all.
Oh, it's Lily. Hello, Lily. Off for your night shift.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chadwick. Hi, I'm late.
Have you managed to finish that bit of winding for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm ever so sorry. Yes, nearly, most of it. I'm ever so sorry.
There's no need to apologise. You've more than enough on your plate.
I've done about 30 of them. I'll fetch them round, shall I? I hope I've done them all right. I'm not very good at it. I was ever so careful, but...
Dear, don't worry, Lily. You couldn't be worse at it than me. What are they for, any road, I'd like to know?
They're armatures.
I'm still no wiser.
They're for electric motors. They use them on bombers in electric motors.
I thought bombers have petrol engines.
Dora.
Well, I did.
It's hard to get the wire proper smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd best run. I'll fetch them round.
Nay, never mind. I'll pop round and collect what you've done in morning when you finish your shift and settle up with you.
I'll be late. I'm sorry. Ever so sorry.
What's she sorry for?
Nay, she apologises for breathing, does poor Lily. You'd never think she were a Sunday school teacher once.
I didn't know that.
Oh, years back. Well, she were a helper at St George's. Helper to John Parry. He were a grand Sunday school teacher.
I don't remember him.
No, it were before you moved here. They kicked him out for being a conscie when war broke out. Lily stopped going then. A lot of us did.
She looks that downtrodden.
How would you be, though, living with Gran Jackson?
Nay, don't, Mrs. Chadwick.
Not need no horror films then, would you?
There's them as says she's a witch, as she's got the evil eye.
Well, I'd not like to guess which one's the evil one. They both look horrible.
Mrs. Mortimer out to Wharf Street reckons she can fly.
Nay, if she could fly, they'd have snapped her up for Bomber Command before now. I mean, she must weigh as much as a Lancaster, amount of food she puts away. Eats all their rations, you know. She's nimble, though. She can't half shift on them crutches when it suits her. Clatters down pavement like a great big cockroach.
Shh.
But I happen to know that she can do without them crutches when it suits her. She puts it on, you know, this crippled act. So Lily will have to wait on her hand and foot. It's not fair.
She might hear us.
Through a brick wall? 20 yards away? Of course she can.
If she's awake.
Don't be daft, Dora. Just because she's got a nastier nature than Imler and a face that looks as if it's been stitched up out of old handbags doesn't mean she's a witch. Else there'd be a lot round here who'd qualify for a broomstick. Will you stop it? Goes right through me head.
Sorry, Grad. I would be a rockfish Rogan.
Huh?
What?
Well, what do you mean, what? Did you find her?
Oh, no, she weren't there.
Did you go to Old Chops?
Aye. The old chap in corpse not seen her. Nor Mrs. Arrowsmith on corner. I asked some old women in queues, making inquiries like. They not seen her neither.
Did you go over to Stanley Road?
No, she'd not go there. You can't. You've got to go where you're registered for your rations.
I reckon she stabbed me in the back again. Did you go to Palmer's?
Aye. She'd done her shift. Clocked off at 8 o'clock this morning.
What time is it now?
11:00. Hey, do you think she's been blown up?
We'd have heard bang.
It's only me.
Oh, Mrs. Chadwick.
I hope young Fred.
Of course, could be one of them German parachutists.
What do you want?
Commandos.
Not you, for a start. It were your Lily I was looking
for. She'd have cut her throat.
She's not here, and she's not my Lily neither.
Well, she's usually back by now.
Nobody had a
word. Ah, she is, but she's not. And I've had no breakfast yet.
Get the body on a bomb site. I'll go and look later.
It's this queuing. Takes up half your life. It gets worse instead of better.
She's not been queuing. She's not been to shops.
She's vanished into thin air.
How do you mean?
It's as if she had never existed. Oh,
shut up.
Sorry, Gran.
What do you want, any rules?
She's been doing some winding for me. Armatures. I've come to collect them and settle up.
You can give money to me. They're out in lean-to in a tomato box.
No, I'll give it to her.
She'll give it to me, or she'd better.
That's up to her. I think I'd best go and look for her, though. She might have had an accident.
More likely run off. We all us ration books. Get a fortune for them up black market. And you, she'd stab me in the back again. Blood will out.
It's all right. She's coming through the yard now.
Oh, she's here.
Lily.
What time do you call this, then?
Nay, Lily, love, what's up? You look as
Where it? The young man have you been?
You look ash, and she's that washed out. Are you poorly? She's poorly.
I'm waiting, madam.
Nay, Mrs. Jackson, she's badly. Look at her. What is it, Lily, love? You look like you've seen a ghost.
She'll see stars if she doesn't explain herself.
I just want to sit still a minute. The shops. I've got to go to the shops. I knew I had to go somewhere. Couldn't think where it were I had to go.
You just sit still. She must have fainted. Were that it? Did you just keel over in straight? I'll make her a cup of tea.
There isn't any tea. There's nowt in that cupboard at all till she does shopping. So she'd best get on with it. I can't. Not with my affliction.
She's poorly.
She's crackers.
She's overdoing it. It's bound to catch up.
She does little enough in this house.
Oh, all right. In a minute.
In a minute? In a minute? I'll give you in a minute, my girl.
Mrs. Jackson, she's ill. You've only to look at her.
She's daft. She always were 3 bags short of a load. Always on the edge. Now she's tipped over. Well, they'll have to take her away. I can't go looking after no loony. Not with my affliction.
I better go.
Just you sit still. I can do your shopping for you.
I'll not trust you with me ration books.
They'll be sold out.
They better not be.
I'll go with you then.
No. No. I'll be all right.
I'll go with you anyway. I'll just pop home and get me coat.
No. I don't want you to. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Well, what's the matter with her? She must be poorly.
I told you, crackers. Of course, I'm only myself to blame.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
I should never have took her in the first place. Too soft-hearted. That Parson Potter were to blame. He knew I were a proper Christian, do you see? Never missed a social nor a beetle drive at St. George's in 20 years.
But she needs looking after.
She needs looking after.
She can't go on like this. You can see how she is. She's doing too much. She'll crack up.
The best thing. They'd have to take her away then. They took her mother, you know. Yellow van came and took her to Prestwich. She were a mucky bitch and all. Aye, bit best thing. Our Fred could be rid of her then. Divorce her.
Divorce?
If she were in loony bin. He should never have married her. Could have had any lassie to mind to. Sturdy lassies with good jobs. Lassies in Manchester,
no
even.
No bubbles to you. I'm going.
What was that?
Letterbox.
I know it with letterbox. What's coming through the letterbox of a Tuesday?
Could be a letter.
Don't talk daft.
It might be my comic. Come early, I'll go and see.
I hope it's not bad news.
It's not till Thursday, you comic.
I'll have a look.
It's Thursdays, I tell you, champion.
It's a letter.
Oh, dear, I do hope it's not bad news.
What's the letter doing coming here? I thought you were going.
Well, I'll just... In case it's bad news.
Why should it be bad news?
Well, with your Fred being away at the front line.
It's a funny sort of letter. Not got a stamp on, just somewhat printed.
Oh, it looks official, does that? I don't
it's
like
it's not for me, is it?
I think so, Gran. Mrs. F.R. Jackson. It's not you, Gran.
It is not. I'm Mrs. J.P. Jackson. It's her, is that? Olive oil, Lily Bolero.
Oh, dear. It were a letter like that as Elsie got.
You what?
Elsie Arrowsmith. When her Jack... When his ship was sunk.
I'll put it on, man.
Give it here. Don't like the look of this. What is it, do you suppose?
Shall I run after Lily and fetch her back?
Mind your own business. No stamp. Just some wiggly lines and summat. Bit of a word, not finished. Mod.
Open it, Gran.
Ah, you think you should?
Why shouldn't I? No secrets from me in this house, or there better not be.
Oh, hey, smart paper.
It's a letter, all right.
What's it say?
I'm trying to make it out. It's that little typewriting what they do.
Is it about your Fred? Oh, I hope he's all right.
My nist.
Ministry.
What?
That word, it's ministry.
Oh.
It says Ministry of Defence. Why, Mod?
Well, you'd best read rest on it. Your eyes are younger than mine.
Well, it says, Dear Mrs. Jackson, it is with pride that I have to inform you that your husband, 211-72568 Peter Jackson, F.R., what's that?
That's your dad, I suppose.
Is he all right?
Get on with it.
Oh. Peter Jackson, F.R., has been wounded in action.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
For reasons of national security, I am unable to give you specific details. Suffice it to say that his platoon suffered heavy shelling during an unexpected and cowardly attack by the enemy. He was one of the few survivors.
Oh, thank God.
His exemplary courage in the face of the attack was noted, and his name has been specifically mentioned in dispatches.
Well, I say.
Yours sincerely, then a scribble, then P.P. Cole... T.C.J.R. Stone. What's it mean then, Grant?
Read us that last bit again.
Call T.C.J.
No, you lubbocks. That bit about dispatches.
Mentioned in dispatches. Well, somebody from Hardman Street.
Shut up!
His exemplary courage in the face of the attack was noted, and his name has been that one again, mentioned in dispatches.
He's an hero!
He is!
You what?
Your dad! He's an hero!
Where does it say that, then?
That's what it means when they mention you in dispatches.
Does it?
I should say so. Well, fancy, you're Fred, an hero.
You needn't sound so surprised.
Well, he would never want to step forward, were he?
Well, he's an hero now. He's wounded, young Fred, but he's coming home. He's coming home, Nero. He'll be somebody now, will our Fred. Of course, he'll have to get shut of her now.
Pardon?
He can't be an hero, be famous, and be stuck with Lily Lackdraws.
He can't just divorce her, you know.
Why not? Neither use nor ornament.
She'd have rights.
Rights? What rights could she have?
She's innocent. She'd be the injured party. She's done nowt wrong. And even if she had, it's not that easy. You have to have grounds. Grounds what'll stand up in court. Look what happened to Arnie Badger. He tried to divorce his missus because she were always going off to Blackpool with that undertaker from Port Sunlight. But he didn't get his grounds sorted out. The judge gave her everything. Said she was the wrong party. Give her the house and all of it. That's why Arnie lives in his rag and bone yard now, with his horse.
Well, we shall have to get us grounds then, shan't we?
What grounds? Catch you with a fancy man, do you mean?
Happen. Her mother had plenty.
I reckon your affliction's in your head, not your legs. Can you imagine Lily with a fancy man?
I've left your dinner ready, then. I'm just off, then.
Off?
To the shops.
You've already been to the shops.
I forgot something.
What's that you're taking with you?
Just my shopping bag.
You've summat in it.
Ration boots.
Summat else. Summat lumpy.
Oh,
I see.
It's nothing.
Let me look.
It's just...
your thermos. And what's these? It's sandwiches.
It's for me break.
You're stealing my rations, aren't you?
No, I'm not. It's just for me break.
It's a lot for your break. You're eating me out of house and home.
It's only a bit.
Yeah, why are you taking your break to the shops?
I will forget it.
Forget your head. Who's that at the front door? Can't be rent man.
I'll go and see Gran.
And whatever he's selling, we don't want any. Well, madam?
Get him mixed up, muddled.
You're crackers. They'll be taking you away, and the sooner the better.
Well,
aren't you going to take them out of your bag?
Well, as they're in there.
Yeah, that tea will be cold by the time you get to Palmer's.
I'd best go. Oh. I'll not be long.
She's gone. She's tipped over. I'll see her in Prestwich yet.
Gran, there's a chap.
What chap?
He wants to come in.
Well, he can't. I told you, I'm buying out.
Mrs. Jackson?
Who are you? What do you want? I don't own out. You can get out.
Mrs. Jackson, may I shake your hand,
I don't
please?
Want no more, nothing.
Beg pardon?
I paid twopence a week into the coffin club since I were wed. That'll see me buried decent. Now, I'm not paying out to profit others when I'm dead.
I'm not selling insurance, Mrs. Jackson. It is Mrs. Jackson, is it?
What if it is?
You must be the old Mrs. Jackson, then.
Cheeky beggar.
No. I mean the hero's mother as opposed to the hero's wife.
You what?
You are the mother of Frederick Ronald Jackson, are you not? The hero.
Well?
Private Fred Jackson, mentioned in dispatches.
Our Fred? Do you mean our Fred?
I called him... Our Fred, excellent.
What do you know about it? Coming in here as if you were landlord or summat.
Barley, Mrs. Jackson. Sydney Barley of the Evening Telegraph. Reporter.
Reporter?
I've come to congratulate you, Mrs. Jackson. And the young Mrs. Jackson, the hero's wife. Is she here?
You've just missed her. Any role. What business is it of yours?
Nay, Mrs. Jackson, I consider your son's heroism to be the business of all of us. All Lancashire. All England, all of the free world.
I can't abide reporters.
We serve our public, missus. Folks will want to know all about your Fred, you see. I mean, it's people as counts in this war, Mrs. Jackson. People like you and me and your son Fred. I'm going to see to it that your lad Fred gets what his country owes him.
What? Money, you mean?
Who knows? But there'll be no forgotten man about Fred Jackson. About our Fred, I mean. I shall see that the name of Jackson becomes a synonym for courage and fortitude and devotion to duty. I mean, when peace returns to these shores, Mrs. Jackson, this island race shall remember them as fought for that peace and won that peace with their own blood, toil, tears and sweat, as the great man says. The rewards shall be theirs.
What rewards? Do you mean like money and that?
Money, Mrs. Jackson? Well, I don't see why not. And prestige, and status... A place in the world, in the sun. These lads shall not shed their precious blood for nowt.
A reward? I'd not thought of that.
Now then, Mrs. Jackson, can we call you Mark?
No, you can't.
What is it folk call you then?
That's Gran, is that?
Is he young fella? Is it indeed? Gran Jackson, eh? That'll do nicely. The express might like that. Gran Jackson, mother of men, eh? So... And you must be the hero's little lad, eh? Are you proud of your daddy, then, young'un?
Well, aye.
I'm proud of my daddy, said the brave little boy.
You mean we're going to have us name in papers?
On the front page, Gran. Your name and your Fred's and this little chap here. Banner headline. Fred Jackson, our very own hero. That's what it'll say.
Get away.
And it'll not stop there. The next issue will be a Jackson special, I tell you. Have you any other sons, Gran?
Oh, I've only the one.
And what a one, eh? And then I shall do a big piece on your daughter-in-law, the hero's wife. I understand she's working on munitions. Perfect. She makes the bullets while her hubby shoots the on, eh?
Well, we'll not want out about her in papers.
Well, the public will. I shall put that on my wartime woman page. I write that too, you see. I mean, what with us being so short-handed due to the war, under the name of Mrs. Ethel Binns. No doubt you've read it.
I never read the Telegraph.
Well, you'd better start, Mrs. Jackson.
And you can save your precious paper where she's concerned.
Then there's a little lad here. A picture, I think. In Playmate's Corner. My dad's a hero, it'll say. Now then, sonny, what's he like?
Who?
Who? Your dad, of course, a hero.
Oh, well, he's about that big.
My daddy's a giant among men.
I can't remember him very well.
Is there a picture?
Of our Fred?
Aye.
For the paper?
Of course. Well, folk will want to know what he looks like. He'll be famous by tomorrow, after all.
Fancy. Well, he had this picture took once with the scouts when they went to Prestatyn when he was 14. Can't think of no other.
Were there no wedding photographs?
There were not.
Oh, well. Have to be him as a scout, then. It's patriotic, after all.
You could find it, young Fred. It's in one of them shoeboxes under me bed.
Right, old Brad.
Now then, tell me all about him.
Well, no to tell, really.
Where did he work? Who was his employer?
Oh, well, he was out of work a lot.
Saw a great many, Gran. No shame in that.
Then he never seemed to keep a job long, even when he got one.
Restless for a challenge.
I suppose it was Shattuck and Bordley's.
Splendid.
At least that's where he were longest.
How long was he at Shattuck and Bordley's?
Must have been 7 or 8.
Good, yes, 7.
No,
or 8.
I tell a lie, it was 6. 6 weeks.
Weeks? Oh. Well, no doubt Councillor Shattuck will be able to tell me all about him. He happens to be a great personal friend.
Fancy.
Now, I shall want a picture of you, Gran. I'm a young lad. I brought a camera with me. To be jack of all trades in the newspaper business these days, I tell you.
A photo of me? You want to take a photo of me now?
This minute.
Well, I'd best go and change me frock.
I'm in the back, Dora.
Have you seen this?
What is it? I can't just look at the minute.
Whatever are you doing?
Oh, there's something bunging up the chimney and jamming the damper. And I'm trying to see if it's Father Christmas still stuck up in there from last year.
You should get a chimney sweep.
I've been trying to get a chimney sweep since 1941. Now I'm having a go myself. Oh. What have you got there?
It's the Evening Telegraph.
Oh, that's good. Have you started practising your reading again?
Well, no, I never seem to have time, but it's this picture. Look.
You'll have to hold it up to me. My hands are all dirty.
There.
Oh, it's no good. I'll need my glasses. Will you put them on for me? They're on mantel.
Oh. Here you are.
I never buy it nowadays. There's never nowt in it but all mints, telling you how to make a roast beef, Yorkshire pudding and 2 veg for 6 out of a couple of old pudding rags and a packet of starch. And I can never find none of the things you're supposed to use.
Well, look at this. This'll put you off your roast beef.
Oh, flipping heck. It's Gran Jackson and young Fred. What have they got a picture in paper for? She's not killed somebody, has she?
Killed somebody?
Well, the way she swings them crutches about.
It's cause of her Fred getting mentioned in dispatches. Seems he's a regular hero.
Well, I suppose he would be. I said so at the time, but who'd have thought it, eh? Fred Jackson. I'd have thought he'd have been right at the back if there were any fighting going on. They had to send a policeman to get him to go at all. Don't you remember?
Well, I must have brought out best in him out and he found himself.
Wouldn't have thought it were worth looking. Our local hero.
Read it out to me then, what it says.
It says, the hero's mother, it says in these big black letters. What they call the headline. I'm proud of my daddy, says the brave little chap. Then, see Playmate's Corner, in brackets. Nay, Gran Jackson. That must be her best dress she's put on. Looks like she's fell off a flitting.
Well, I never. They'll be getting some attention now, then.
I'll say. Oh, of course. I see it all now.
What?
Our Reggie.
Your Reggie?
That's why our Reggie come round here last night. I've not seen him since the abdication, and he turns up calling me sis and smarming all over me.
Your Reggie?
Oh, he'd not answer to our Reggie these days. It's Councillor Albert Shattuck who watch your step.
Why, Mrs. Chadwick, I'd forgotten you were a Shattuck.
Aye, and I were well shut of that for a name to go through life with. One of the reasons I married Joe Chadwick.
I thought your Reggie were dead.
Well, he's a busy little beggar for a corpse. Still, I'll stick a few flowers on him next time I see him.
Didn't he die in that diphtheria hung his bike?
No, that were our Eric. Our Reggie were weedy one as never went out cos trams frightened him.
Well, I never knew your brother were a town councillor.
It's not a thing I want to brag about. He's not one to let a chance like this pass by.
Chance like what?
Getting his picture in paper with Hero. Look here. It seems there Fred worked, when he did work, at Shattuck and Bordley's.
Shattuck and Bordley's? On Jubilee Street?
That's it.
You mean your Reggie's that shattered?
Oh, aye.
But, well, I'm flabbergasted.
What about?
Well, I've known you on and off for donkey's years, and then especially this last 10 years, since me and Brian moved over here from Chapel Road, you know, when we stopped living with his mam. And I never knew you were related to the Shattuck of Shattuck and Bordley's. He's rich.
Well?
Well, you're not rich.
You're quick, Dora, I'll grant you that.
Well, he must have done very well for himself.
Aye, all as one for main chance. He were nobber to mind her, same as me. Then he fell in with that Mrs. Willis as was, good 10 year older, fat woman from up Grange Road. Mm. They got to know each other, what with our Reggie being Deputy Assistant Scoutmaster at St. Luke's of Fort War, and her being Far Kayler. Mm. Her first husband, Jack Willis, sold tripe and pig strotters on Tommyfield, left her very comfortable. Mm. Must be more to tripe than you'd think. Any road. They were wed, and he went straight out and joined Conservative Club, and I've barely seen him since. He used her money to buy into Bordley's after old Joe Bordley died, and young Joe went to the bad and drunk all the money. That's how he avoided being called up when time came. That and his rickets.
Well, you learn summat every day.
Oh, I am well connected. Councillor Reginald Shattuck, B.F. Sweet F.A. He'll be there with reporters. Just watch this space. Fred Jackson, he'll be saying. One of my most trusted employees. I always regarded him more as a son than as a humble workman.
Oh, aye. One of my most trusted employees, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Yes, in fact, my most trusted employee. You see, I never had a son of my own, and I like to think that, well, although I'm not old enough to be his father, of course, I like to feel that, well, let's say that I regarded Fred, our Fred, as somebody very special at Shattuck and Bordley's, sole manufacturers of the celebrated Vulcan steam valve and the Prometheus firebox tube. You'll not leave that out, will you, Sid?
You aren't.
Well, are you getting all this down?
Oh, don't worry. We'll cobble it all together in club afterwards. Now, let's just get this photo of you breaking the joyful news. Yeah, I'm sorry, gasping for a wet.
Are you going to take me a photo again?
Just a quick picture of you and the councillor, Granny. Him breaking the news to you.
Didn't like that last one.
Well, I do my best, Gran. It should really be the councillor breaking the news to the wife, of course, to young Mrs. Jackson, who can never seem to find her. Just can't seem to pin her down.
There's nowt you want her for. She's nowt to do with us.
Sorry, I didn't know you'd come here.
About time, too. Where the hangman have you been?
I had to queue.
Oh, well, now, at last. This must be the young Mrs. Jackson. We couldn't find you anywhere yesterday or the day before.
Well, I was at work.
No, you weren't. I came to Palmer's and you weren't there.
I was there.
Well, I asked the foreman and he'd not seen you for a day or two.
I was there all the time. You can't have looked. I was there.
All right. Of course you were, if you say so.
You just couldn't find me, that's all. I must have been in stockroom or somewhere.
That must have been it. You just wanted to take your photo, that's all.
Where were you then, if you weren't there?
I was there.
there.
You weren't here.
I was there.
So where were you?
I was there. I was there.
Of course you were. Of course you were. It doesn't matter. Now then, just wanted to chat and you're here now.
So you'd be wasting your time talking to her. She's daft. Where's my ration book?
It's in shopping bag.
No, it isn't. You've stolen it. She sells me coupons on the black market, you know.
I don't.
Oh, it's here. It were in the bag all the time.
I know. That's what I...
Hey, for crying out loud, Sid, let's get flipping picture took and get out of this. They're both crackers. It's not as if I could remember Fred flipping Jackson in first place.
Patience, Counselor. Think of the vault.
Is this all you brought me?
That's all your rations. And mine and young Fred's.
I bet you stole some.
I didn't.
Oh, I pulled t'other one. It's got bells on.
Now then, Mrs. Jackson, you don't mind if I call you Lily, do you?
Yeah, perhaps I should have a photo took between the two Mrs. Jacksons. What do you think, Sid, eh? Paternal-like. Protect of the hero's family. What do you think?
No, I mustn't stop. I better...
Just a minute.
I only came...
Come back here. I've things need doing.
I have to start my shift.
Not for another 2 hours. Our load of washing been waiting a week for you to do.
Well, off like a startled fawn.
I told you, crackers.
Oh, well. Come on then, Councillor. We'll have to make do with old Mrs. Jackson again.
Thank you very much.
Now, does this look as though I'm breaking the joyful news?
What joyful news?
Looks as if you're making an improper suggestion.
Well, tell us what to do, then.
We'll be shaking around. You're congratulating her on a good fortune.
What good fortune?
Like this?
You're supposed to be breaking joyful news, not telling her a reprieve's been turned down.
What joyful news?
Like this, then.
Smile.
I am smiling.
Well, suppose it'll have to do.
What joyful news?
About the new council house, Mrs. Jackson.
All still now.
What new council house?
Oh, you move, Gran.
What new council house?
The one I'll be... Well, that the council will be awarding to your friend.
New house? For me?
For the hero. A home fit for an hero. How's that, Sid?
Wonderful.
I'm doing me best.
Look, what's this about a council house? For us?
Smile.
Was that all right?
Oh, that'll have to do.
Now then, what's this about a new house?
Well, Mrs. Jackson, I've decided that is... Well, the council and me have decided that your Fred will be the very first person to be granted one of our new council houses on the new garden estate.
Garden estate? Where's that?
It's a... Well, it will be up the other end of Grange Road where Harper's had the reservoir before it was bombed out.
New house? Well, what sort of new house?
Oh, the very latest. Architect designed. The house of the future. I mean, it's the future the council are looking to, you see. The house of the post-war world. None of you two up, two down, back to back and share a lavvy. Oh, no. These will be what they call semi-detached, with 3 bedrooms and a bathroom and a lav... I mean, a toilet.
What? You mean inside?
Oh, yes. Where else?
Well... And never.
Oh, yes, gardens front and back, trees all round, clean, spacious, modern houses for the modern world. I mean, we've to plan for the 1950s, haven't we, a forward-looking council like us?
And we're... us? We're getting one of
them. I told you, the very first, when your Fred is brought home on Friday...
Friday? What? This Friday?
Of course, didn't I tell you? No, I managed to pull a few strings, you know, cut through the red tape, get it hurried up a bit. Now, I shall be here to meet him, and I shall introduce him to the mayor, and then the mayor will make the presentation.
The mayor?
Oh, yes, there'll be due ceremony. There'll be a band, of course.
A band? For our friend?
Yeah, for the hero. The mayor and I will meet him on your doorstep, and his worship will present your Fred with the key. The key to the first house to be built on our new estate.
It's not built yet, then?
Well, we're only waiting for the cessation of hostilities, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, a new house. For us. With a bathroom and an inside lobby. For me and Fred, oh?
Well, it'll be for Fred and his wife, naturally. Mm. But if they don't mind, then they'll be quite free to let you live with them.
If they don't mind? Do you mean it'll be her house? Hers, that streak of misery. Do you mean I can only live there if she says I can?
Well, I mean, she is his wife, Mrs. Jackson.
Is she? Is she indeed? Well, we'll have to see about that. I should have been rid of her before now, I can see that.
I think we'd best be off, Councillor. I mean, didn't you say you'd to meet the town clerk?
Huh? Oh, yes, must dash, Mrs. Jackson, time and tide.
There'll be a good class of person, then, living in these houses.
Oh, yes, I should say so. We're not building them for the riff-raff. Only folk we approve of will get in there.
Right, then. I'll see to it we don't let you down.
I'm sure you won't.
Oh, I'll see to it as he gets his grounds.
You what?
Oh, come on.
Nay, I'll not believe it. Lily, with a fella. Poor little Lily, with a fancy man.
He didn't sound too fancy from what our Billy said.
But, well, Lily, it can't be right.
It's true, I tell you.
But where were this, then? Where did your Billy see him?
There's an old signal box, all falling down, far end at sidings, bit canal. You know, behind what were Wallace Brothers' boiler works that were bombed.
Why, I know where you mean. It's all shut up, though, fenced off. Because it were dangerous.
Aye, well, it seems Lily knew where the fence were broken down, and through she went.
But what were your Billy doing, following her?
Oh, they were being daft, playing spies or summat. Said they were being Rockfist Rogan. You know, in comic. He's their hero at the moment.
Oh, you don't have to tell me our Ronnie talks and out else. Who were with him, then?
Your Ronnie and young Fred.
Well, our Ronnie's said nout.
Our Billy said nout to me. He were telling our Muriel. I could hear him sniggering out in backs there, so I crept out to listen. I mean, it's not often they talk to one another, and when they do, it usually means they're up to summat. I were just in time to hear him telling her as he'd seen Lily Jackson being mucky with a fella on a mattress in a signal box.
Nay, well, I never...
So, I told him, threatened him with all sorts. He'd not to say nout to nobody or I'd flatten him.
But Lily... Well, she's been acting even funnier than usual these last few weeks, so I suppose. But even so, Lily, with a fella. I just hope Gran Jackson don't find out. I mean, they'll be murdered, all
she's they? Bound to find out. She must know already, I told you. Young Fred, we're one of them. He saw her too.
Poor Lily.
Aye.
What'll we do?
That's what I'm sat here at my front window for. I'm going to try and catch her before she comes home from her shift, but she's not come past yet. Gran Jackson'll be breathing fire and brimstone, I shouldn't wonder.
What? You what, young Fred? A fancy man? Nay, you're not having me on now.
No, Gran, I'm not. I saw him. I never thought me man would... Well, like that. They were all laughing at me. Billy Chadwick and Ronnie Moore.
Aye, well, they can laugh all they like. They'll be us witnesses. We'll be ones laughing.
But me man...
A fancy man. We've got her. We'll be shut of her now. Now we've got her grounds. What do we do for best, I wonder? Mustn't mess it up. I know. It's inside, Ron, somewhere.
What are you looking for, Gran?
It's here somewhere, I know it is. Now then, young Fred, you to say nout to nobody for the moment, especially not to her. She mustn't know. Whatever happens, she mustn't know as we're on to her. Here it is. This'll do it for us. This'll give us grounds. This is what they use. I've seen it on pictures.
What's that, Gran?
A camera, you daft head. What do you think it is?
Oh,
Your dad won it in a raffle just before war. Never used it. If there were a film somewhere. I'll get Mr. Pellin at the chemist to put it in for me. Aye, and he can teach you how to use it and all. I'll not be able to get over them railway lines. Not without her seeing me any road. You've to catch them at it, young Fred. Take their pictures when they're... You know.
What, Gran?
You know, and don't pretend you don't. At 12-year-old. When they're kissing and that.
I don't want to, Gran.
Never mind what you want. You're going to do it or you'll get a thick ear. It's for us grounds. I'm not having her living in no new house with me. Nor saying whether I can live there or not. We should be making a fresh start, young Fred. What with your dad and hero and us living in an house with a garden and an inside lavvy, we'll be somebody.
I don't know what you mean. I've no idea what you're talking about. I best be off. I've got to go.
There's no need to get into a panic, Lily. I'm on your side and I want to help all I can. But there's no use denying it either.
You know, then?
I do.
I know who it is and all.
Oh, no. You'll not tell nobody, please. Mrs. Chadwick,
I won't. Now, calm down. Here, drink this. I'm sorry, I've no sugar.
How do you know who it is, I mean?
I went round to have a look. I've always been a nosy busybody. I didn't recognise him at first, though.
Did he see you? He never said.
No, he were asleep. Or seemed to be. He were tossing about a lot. He's in a bad way, Lily, isn't he?
He's dying.
We must get him to hospital. Fetch a doctor to him, at least.
No! No, Mrs. Chadwick, please, you promised you'd not tell anybody.
But a doctor, surely.
I can't! He made me promise. That's why you've got to promise. The doctor would have to tell. They'd only take him back if they found out where he were. He knows it's too late, he knows. And he wants to die in peace and be with me.
With you?
That's what he said.
I never realised. I didn't know.
I don't know. I never knew before why he was interested in me. I only know I feel, well, as if God had given me the greatest gift he could have.
You've always loved him.
Oh, aye. Not like that. Not just like that. Like Gran Jackson will make out of it. So she can get rid of me. So she can go to this new house without me.
Oh, aye. The new house. I'm sick of hearing about that.
I've loved him since I were a youngster. I used to go to St. George's, the church, I mean, and I didn't really know what it were about, all that seriousness and thou shalt not and fear. They were always trying to make you frightened, you know. But I went because I'd nowhere else to go, to get away, first from me mother and then from Gran Jackson. It were him come and pick me out, though. I need some help with the Sunday school, Lily, he said. I couldn't believe it. But then, through him, I learned what it was about. What Jesus was talking about in first place. What Christ is supposed to be about. Not who's important and who isn't. Not who does the flowers or who gives out the hymn books or any of those other silly things. It's about love. You know. Or it should be. And caring. And doing for other people. Living for other people. Not being shut in with your own selfish thoughts like poor Gran Jackson.
Ooh, I'd never have called her poor Gran Jackson.
Oh, yeah, she's nothing in the world to care for but herself. He's always cared for everybody, you see, John. Helped everybody, loved everybody. Even when they turned on him.
He stuck to his principles right through, then.
Oh, aye. He did. He could do no other, could he? Not John. They nearly killed him for it, though. Well... They have killed him, haven't they?
It's TB.
Yes.
And him such a fine, strong young man before.
Well, you know how they treat him, to make an example. He were in prison for a year, locked up on his own most of the time, because his teaching brought comfort to others. Then they put him to quarrying slate for dust, I suppose. Then it were coal mining until he got that ill. Then a prison hospital, but that were bombed. Then civilian hospital down south somewhere, but they got full up and busy, what with the wounded, after they'd landed in Normandy. He says it were chaos. Nobody knew who he were or what treatment he needed, so he just got up one day and found some clothes and he's walked most of the way here. He wanted to die at home, he said.
But we must get him out of that signal box. Find him somewhere dry and warm. He could come here. I can make sure our Billy and Muriel keep quiet. Nobody else need know.
No, no, he'd not go anywhere else. He just wants to be left alone. Oh, it can't be more than days now. It could be just hours. I'm hardly ever away from him. There every minute I can. I've not been to work for nearly a week.
And what shall you do now Gran Jackson knows?
Nothing. She can only shout at me. Hit me. I don't care. I worry about Gran Jackson when I can't do any more for John.
You're braver than me, Lily.
Nay. Nay, I'm more scared than anybody. I'm more scared than he is, that's for sure. All he's scared of is being caught and took back. I told you he'd walk most of the way. I come off night shift that morning. A fortnight back, were it? Oh, feels like years. There were this fella half hid in Dyson's back gateway. I thought it were a tramp. Well, it were a tramp. I were walking past shops. Hello, Lily, he said. I nearly dropped dead with a shock.
Without the day you went missing and Gran Jackson scriking for her breakfast.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Oh, I were in that much of a spin. I didn't know whether I were coming or going. Finding somewhere to hide him, trying to get some bedding. I stole some off a washing line. I'd never have dared, but I were that desperate. And some warm clothes. Getting him food and hot drinks.
And you've looked after him all these weeks?
Best I could. You'll not tell nobody, will you? Let him die in peace. It's all he wants.
Of course I won't. There's a lot of us round here still feel guilty over what we've done to John Parry. The way you were treated by them so-called Christians. And his wife, she were one at worst. But while there were them of us as didn't hound him, we didn't stick up for him like we should, neither. It were a good Sunday school when he were running it.
It were. That dusty little room at the back of St. George's was the centre of my life. The splintery floor, all them little chairs falling to bits, some of them. Uh-huh. And the noise we used to make. They were forever coming through from church to complain. Mm. Oh, we had some times, though. I never felt so, well, close in church. Oh, that getting up and kneeling down and incense and little bells. I used to think as God must be as bored with it as I was.
Always very high, St. George's.
But Sunday school were different. Alive, joyful. Just like we should all be, because Jesus is alive and joyful.
Yes, we forget that, I suppose.
And John, well, he were magic. When he spoke the words of Jesus, it were as if Jesus were really there. And he'd never let you feel sorry for yourself. You felt there was some purpose to your life and ever so much joy in it. Aye. God didn't give your life to punish you, he'd say. It's a gift, a blessing. Aye, and a school where we can learn to love each other and help each other and forgive each other. Every time we ignore folk when they need us, he said, we strike God in the face. Remember the Good Samaritan, he'd say. Stop fretting about yourself and see what you can do for others. Care for the poor in heart as well as the poor in pocket. And you'll be richer than Baron Rothschild. And he made me join in everything. Me, that were that shy. I remember I were ashamed to walk round one with some for no new clothes. You'll not get out of it that easy, he said. I need you to carry banner. I don't care if you're dressed in old coal sacks. You're the only one I want to carry that banner. Never be ashamed, Lily, he said. Remember the lilies of the field, he said. Not Solomon in all his glory were attired as one of these. And I did, and I felt that proud, like a queen walking round. For I'd now to be ashamed of, had I?
You hadn't, love.
Aye, oh, he gave me that much. And he seemed to need me, strong as he was, then.
I've not been back to St. George's. I've gone to St. Luke's ever since, and there's lots like me.
Be over soon.
What'll you do then?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'd best go. I don't want to be away from him. I only come back to get Gran Jackson's tea.
Nay, let her fend for herself.
Her legs, though.
She can use her legs well enough when it suits her. You get back to John Parry. He needs you. Here. Hang on a minute. Let's see what I've got in my cupboard. I have a tin of corned beef I was saving, I know that. And there's a packet of dates, if I can remember where I hid them, from our Billy.
Mrs. Baker had me out in front of class. She said, I want you all to look at Freddie Jackson. She said, because his father's an hero.
Well.
If your father, she said, had spent less time marching about and striking for more money and holding country to ransom and idling and moaning about unemployment, she said, and showed just a little fingerful of that courage and true British bulldog spirit as Freddie Jackson's father showed, this war had never have started in first place. Then she put God Save the King on gramophone, and all standard six had to stand to attention and salute, while I stood at front. It was like they were all saluting me.
I told you, we'll be somebody now.
Now then, you'd best be off. Your dad'll be here in an hour or so. You sure you took in all Kemet's told you now about that camera?
I'll have to get some behind me, over my shoulder like. Then I'll look down through a little window and I press button.
What are you wearing that hat for?
It's me soldier's hat. Me Rockfist Rogan hat. Except he's a RAF.
Your grandad's with that. He's walking out hat from First War.
I found it under your bed. You don't mind me wearing it, do you?
No, no. It were never no use to him. He'd no time to walk out.
I thought he did look ever so good, like. Really military for me dad coming home. And what with May coming at band.
Aye, well. Now then, be sure you get it right now. And don't go daydreaming when you should be watching what they're up to.
There's no doing, Gran. I think I might be a photographer when I grow up. Look, I get light behind me. Look down through the little window. I can see you, Gran, clear as day. Then I...
You daft lummox.
Oh, sorry, Gran.
You don't want a picture of me. Now you've wasted one.
You'll have to stretch your pine at that, Doris.
It's just wobbly. I go dizzy with that.
Now you hang on to that end and see how long it is.
Ooh.
Is that all there is?
Looks like it. It's short, isn't
it? Oh, I'm sure it were longer than that for the coronation. Happen I shouldn't have washed it. It'll never reach across to your window.
I reckon it might reach as far as lamppost, though, from your bedroom window.
We could try it. I'll get our Billy to shin up for us. Hey up, young Fred.
Oh, Mrs. Chadwick.
Be the great day, eh?
Oh, aye.
We're getting ready for Theroux's homecoming.
Well, it's not every day, is it, as you get a chance to hang your flags out?
Look at them, all down the street. It's a proper picture, isn't it? You'd think peace had broken out. Union Jack's at every window and ever so much bunting. And there's a band coming, I believe, aren't there? I've got my best dress out to mothballs. Not worn it since war started. And Mrs. Chadwick's done me hair for me. It'll be ever such a good do, won't it?
Aye.
Where are you off to, though, young Fred? You're not going to miss the hero's return, are you?
No. No, I'll be back.
What are you doing with that camera?
Oh, I...
He'll be getting pictures of his dad's arrival, won't you?
Aye, that were it, aye.
Do you know what sort of car he'll be coming in?
Expect it'll be one of them open ones, like you see on pictures.
A staff car. Yes, I expect you're right.
A staff car, that's it. Like you see Monty riding in on newsreels. And that American general, can't remember his name now. And that other fella, he's always in one. Always stands up in back and does this funny little salute sort of front elbow like that.
That's it, Leah Lummox.
Oh, aye. Still, a staff car. Fancy, I mean, folk will want to see him, won't they?
Draw.
Now, come on, let's get this bunting up. We've ever so much to do yet. There's them big Victory V's what I cut out of cardboard. There's 10 of them to go up. Then there's that big Union Jack with the old King and Queen Mary on it. I used to hang them on my railings, except Lloyd Beaverbrook took them to make Spitfires out of.
Who's that?
It's only me, Gran.
Oh, I must have dropped off. Your dad's late. Well?
No.
But did you get them? Did you get the photos?
Aye.
Are the good ones? Are they all right?
I think so. I held it still and someone behind me.
Right. Let's put the camera on the mantle for now. We've got to keep that safe. We'll take it to the chemist this afternoon after your dad's got here. Them's his grounds. They'll stand up in court all right, will them?
Grand.
Now, we'd best be having a look out for Councillor Shattuck and the Mayor. Come here, young friend. Let's have a look at you. Always seem to be covered in flecks of soot. We can't have you looking like a chimney sweep when they take your picture for paper.
Grand.
Huh?
The photos what I took.
What? You did get them, didn't you? There's no wrong with you, miss.
No, no, I got them all right, only...
What? Only what?
Only, I think he were dead.
What you talking about? Who were dead?
Him, fancy man. I think he were dead. For most of them, any road. Would they stand up in court like if he were dead?
What do you mean?
I'm telling you.
Well, tell me then, from the beginning, only be sharp about it.
Well, I followed her there, like you said. It were all I could do to keep up with her. I kept falling over, hurt me knee, look.
Never mind your knee. Get on with it. They'll all be here in a minute.
Well, she were crying, like, whimpering as she run like I could hear her. I got a good picture of her going into the signal box to show where it were like. Then she run in, and she never even bothered to shut the door proper. I could see straight in. He were lying on this mattress thing up floor like before.
Disgusting.
And she, like, threw herself down next to him.
Just like a mother.
Well, he must have been alive then, because he were talking, shouting out, like, something about being able to see.
Yeah, I'd better write this down. You were sure to forget it, and it'll be needed in court, will this, like as not?
Then he started shaking, really shaking, and, like, flailing with his arms. And me man were hanging on to him, but he were going that mad as they were rolling all over the floor together.
I hope you got one of that.
I got two of that.
Good lad.
Then he stopped still, ever so quiet. There weren't a sound. Me man started shaking him, shouting, John, John!
John, so that's his name. I'd best get that down for a start. John.
Then he were talking again, but very quiet. Well,
could you hear what he was saying?
Most of it. He were asking her, me man, to forgive him. Saying he wished he'd owned up. He wished he'd had the courage to own up, over and over.
Owned up.
Wished he'd admitted it. Stood up to him.
Stood up to who?
Dunno. Wished he'd taken them both away.
Taken both who away?
Dunno. Said, I just wish I'd taken you both away. Then he said he'd never known him.
Never known who?
Dunno. He said, if only I could see him now, just once before I go.
See who?
Dunno. Said, if only we could have some time together, the three of us.
Three of who? Who's this third?
Dunno. Then me mum were hugging him like and saying how she loved him like. How she'd always love him like.
He don't go so fast.
Well, that's all. I don't think he spoke after that, just rattled.
Rattled?
Aye. This funny rattling inside him like and like gurgling and like panting. And me mum was staring at him. Then she started shouting, John, John, she kept shouting. Then she started screaming, help me, and she run out.
Were you still taking photos?
Aye, I was just going to take another when she run out. Only she not be flying, don't think she saw me.
Where did she go?
Back across Sardines towards Albert Street.
What did you do?
Well, I didn't know what to do to begin with. He was still rattling, but his eyes were shut. So I crept in like and took a photo of him lying there. When I looked up, though, his eyes were open, and he were looking at me. There were blood, like, all over his front, like, all over him, soaked with it.
What did he say?
No, but he smiled at me and brought his one hand up, like this, like, waving or saluting or something. So, well, I didn't know what to say, what to do, so I, like, waved back and said, he up, like. Then I showed him camera and said, shall I? And he, like, nodded, so I took his photo. When I looked up from a little window, though, he was still looking at me, but he'd stopped waving. I think he were dead then. Funny, I've never seen nobody dead before. He didn't change colour though now, like I thought they did.
Dead or alive, he's still a fancy man. He were alive when they were rolling about. It'll stand up all right, will that?
Then there were these feet running and a bell clanging. And there were me mum and this policeman running towards us and an ambulance coming after him, bouncing over railway lines. They all come running in, and I had to get out of the way. The ambulance chap had a look at this John fella up floor, and then he looked at me mum and shook his head. Me mum didn't say now. Looked like she were turned to stone or something. Then policeman said, hey, that's Mr. Parry.
Parry. Of course, John Parry.
Who's John Parry?
Blinking conshy. He were coward as wouldn't go and fight when they come and took your dad away for the war.
I thought I'd seen him. He'd gone that skinny, though, like a walking skeleton.
Yeah, I've no need to worry about us grounds, then. This'll be in news at world, will this? Anything to do with Sunday school teachers, scoutmasters and that. Oh,
anyway, this policeman, he said they'd have to take the body like. They would put him on a stretcher. But he said he'd see everything were done proper like. Said, Mr. Parry were a fine man, he said. Hounded, he said he'd be.
And what was she doing during all this?
Just stood there. Then she looked at me, like she didn't know who I were for a minute, and not like I've ever seen her look before. Then she fetched me such a clout round here, oh. Take that stupid hat off, she said.
Well, she'll be one who gets clouts when your dad gets home.
Then she said...
She said what?
She said, show some respect for your dad, she said.
She said what?
It was when they put Fancy Man on the stretcher and were carrying him past us. That was when she knocked my hat off. She said, take that stupid hat off, show some respect for your dad.
He's here, he's coming.
They've just turned into the street off Manchester Road. A big van thing.
Must be them, it's got like camouflage on it. It's not a staff car though. Come on, you'll miss it arriving.
Van's not turned up yet.
But I put my gramophone out on a chair.
Go and start it, Dora. Come on, young Fred, come and wave your flag. Haven't you got one? Here, have mine. Come and wave it. Come on. Where's Councillor Shattuck? Where's the mayor? Not seen hide nor hair of them. There's no sign of ban neither, and not a single photographer. Still, he's here. That's the main thing.
Come on, I have to put gramophone on.
Gran?
What is it?
Well, where is he? I was just coming. Is your dad here? No, Gran. Well, yeah. I don't know, Gran. Me mum's here.
Oh, is she? Ah, now then, there you are. You're daring to show your face, are you?
I think you'd better sit down again. There's no point in you coming to the door.
You've not told me what to do, madam.
You'd best do as she says, Mrs. Jackson.
Nor nobody else, neither. I'll be shut of you. Now you'll be for it, madam. He'll belt you from here to breakfast time. We've got us ground, you know, in this camera here. All in this camera, pictures of you and your fancy man. Well, you'll wish you'd never seen no fancy man. And if you think you're coming to live in this new house with us after this...
Through here.
Thank you, Mrs. Jackson.
Aye.
Mrs. Fred Jackson.
Well, that's her for the moment.
Your husband, love. We'll fetch him through, shall we? You just stop there now. Happy you'll just hold that door back for my young fella. Through here, Jack.
Now then, wait till I tell him what you've been up to. Wait till he sees those photos.
Steady now. Oh, it's a bit ramshackle, is this wheelchair, love. But it were the best we could get just now, do you see? I'll leave you with your chitty for the address away and go for a better one when they get him in. Come on now, soldier. You're on. The wanderer's returning. He's just having one of his little fits, that's all. Nought to worry about. They look worse than they are, do you see? They don't last long. It doesn't distress him. I mean, he doesn't know, do you see? It gets him every few minutes, but you mustn't let it upset you. I've been keeping him tied up as he slithers onto the floor, do you see? I've left you the ropes. Should have leather straps behind. Only they hadn't any, do you see? I mean, everything's short just now, isn't it? It's because we're that short of beds as we're fetching him home to you as he is.
Nay. Oh, no. Fred.
Will he ever be any different?
Nay, I'm no doctor, love, but... Well, you can see how he is. Whatever it was, hit him, it took the side of his head away, do you see? I mean, you mustn't upset yourself. He's not in any pain, as far as we know. Them noises he makes, we've no reason to think they're pain, do you see? I mean, he just doesn't know... Well, anything, really. Doesn't even know he's alive, I shouldn't think. I mean, that's a blessing, isn't it?
Aye.
Nay, but that's not our Fred. That's never my son.
What's that, Mrs?
But he's an hero. Mentioned in dispatches. That's never our Fred.
What do you mean? Do you mean I brought you the wrong chap?
No, it's him right enough. Or it were.
Well, thank God for that. I mean, it has happened, you know.
But how can he be an hero? Oh,
not to hurt your feelings now, Mrs, but... Well, it'll be another cock-up, so it'll be. Whenever there's a major mollocks up, they always make a fuss over any bits. Well, them has come through, you see. I mean, they can't let it be a complete waste, can they?
Do you know what happened?
Nay, Mrs. No more than he does.
But he were an hero.
But he were. We'll never know the truth of that, I shouldn't wonder. Any road. Can't stop here gassing. We're run off his feet just now. Oh, come on, Jack.
Oh, no. First his dad in first war and now this. Fred.
There now, Mother. I know how you feel.
Get away from me. I never saw his dad after. He were never found, never brought back. I don't know. You grew up together in the ordinary street. You know each other. You play as kids. And Joe and me, we played. In gutter mostly, for there were nowhere else. But we had some fun. fun. Then you grow up and all of a sudden he's taller than you and there's a gleam when he looks at you. And you know what it's for. And things are hard for everybody, but you've that much fun, really. Other Sunday, you get out up Greenfield, you go in a party, else your mum and dad'll not let you. But once you're up there, out in smoke, you break into couples and lie down in grass and learn that much about each other. And you know each other because your lives are the same. You see the same things every day and use the same words. And he's called away to try and be a soldier. And you don't really know him after that. He sees things you've never seen. Has to do things you never dreamt he'd do. And then Joe died. Were killed. Some we never knew. In a place I'll never see. Where they went out of his, where he were a stranger. But he were a stranger to me too by then. Didn't belong anywhere no more. And now, our friend. I mean, where does he belong now?
With both our losses, Mother. Can't we, well, help one another?
Help one another? I'll help you on your way, I'll do that. We've heard all about you, madam, and we've got the evidence in that camera. Our friend's got his grounds all right.
Oh, Mother.
I'm not your mother.
What good are his grounds to him now?
Well,
what?
Don't you use that tone with me, madam, or I'll fetch the... What's he doing? He's slipping down. Oh, stop him! He'll be on the floor. Oh, get him up. You can't leave him lying there.
I'll give you a hand. Wait a minute, Mrs. Chadwick.
The wipe his face. Oh, lather going all over the rug. Oh, I think he's messed himself and all. You'd best clean him down and change him. We don't want this in new house, do we? I mean, I shan't want it.
There'll be no new house.
You what? What are you talking about?
There'll be no new house. Mrs. Chadwick, can you see your brother giving one of his precious new council houses away to the likes of us?
No.
There'll be no more Councillor Shattuck. No more Mr. whatever his name is from paper. There were none of them here to meet him, were there? No mayor, no band, no reporters, no photographers. There's an old baker's van daubed with khaki paint and a red cross to fetch him home. Oh, they must have got wind, mustn't they? Found out how he was. I mean, you don't want your picture took with our Fred now, do you? Nobody would want to see him on front page, would they? There's no heartwarming story in their hero, is there? Only shame.
Aye, there's no votes to be got out of it, is there?
You don't know what you're talking about, neither of you. Councillor Shattuck's a man of his word.
He's a pillock.
I shall go and see him. Now, do as you're told and get on with cleaning him up. I'll take young Fred into front until you've done.
You just stop where you are.
Don't you tell me what to do.
And please shut up for a minute.
You what?
Shut up! I can't think.
Now, you listen to me.
No. You listen to me, Mother. There's going to be some changes in this house or I shan't stop in it. I can't.
What?
I say unless there are changes made, I can't stop, Mother.
I'm not your mother. And it's not for you to choose or make conditions.
Oh, yes, it is. Mother.
Nobody wants you to stop, so get out then.
Oh, I would. I don't know whether I'm coming or going at the moment, but I think I'd like that more than anything in the world. Get away from you. Make a new start, new beginning. But how you manage?
Manage? How'd I manage?
I mean, look at him. He'll need lifting and feeding and washing and... Aye, look at him. That's the fella I ruined, you know, Mrs. Chadwick. I seduced him, led him on.
Nobody's ever believed that, Lily.
Young Fred has. He's grown up being told what his mother is. Haven't you, Freddy?
Well, me gran said...
Aye, me gran's always had a lot to say for herself.
That'll do now. Just get out.
No, I never led him on, never spoke to him all the years I were running and fetching and carrying in this house. I were terrified of him. He'd just kick me or lash out at me if I got in his way, like I were a dog. But he come home one night, drunk, though, roaring and violent after some poor girl he'd been pouring drink down and had the... I was going to say good taste. Aye, good taste to go off with somebody else. He dragged me from that dog basket I slept in, out there it leaned to, and he chucked me down just there, where he's lying now, and made a woman of me, as they say.
You'll stop
it! He beat me well nigh senseless while he were about it, too. I could hardly see nor walk for a week after. And you...
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, madam. After that night, my body weren't my own. And you knew... You knew what was going on, and you did nout to stop him, to make him leave me alone. I prayed and prayed for the strength to forgive you for that. But it's hard. All that she led him on, all that he did the right thing by her. He never did a right thing in his life, really. Not if we're being honest, did he? A Nero, him, nay.
Nay, but I'll have you out now.
Nothing could please me better. I just told you. But what do you do?
What did I do? Well, I...
No matter what he did to me. No matter what you've done. It's in the past. Now, he needs caring for. So what can I do?
Here, let me...
No, not you, Mrs. Chadwick. He's ours. He's my husband, God help me, and he's her son, as we all know. But there'll have to be changes made in this house, Mother, or I'll walk out of it. I've had nought but muck from you and him all these years. It would have cost you nothing, a kind word to treat me like, well, a person now and then. I'd even got to believe you, to see myself as you described me, worthless, useless, not fit to live. But this last 2 weeks, I've seen myself different again, through somebody else's eyes, as I did before, and I'm worth better. Oh, dear God, I wish I had the strength to turn me back and run away. But I'll not shirk. I can't, can I? I've been put here, and he's been put here in my sight and in need.
I'll stop. You crackers, Lily. You're nowt. Come on out of it. You can stop with me till you get settled.
No, I'll stop.
You'll stop?
Well, I can. But if you can't treat me like, well, a person, a human being, a friend even, if you can't find it in you to do that, Mother, then I can't stay. I shall be off out and leave you to stew, aye. And where I go, that lad goes.
That lad stays with me, with his father.
Oh, your Fred weren't his father.
What?
Or I pray God he wasn't. His father were a real man.
You dare to admit it?
A gentle, kind, and loving man.
You admit it? You heard her, Mrs. Chadwick. She admitted it.
But he's my lad, and from now on he'll grow up different. Grow up to be worthy of... Well, to be worthy... So if you want me to stop, and I'm beggared if I can see how you'll manage without me, you're best set about keeping me sweet. Your Fred will be looked after, he'll be nursed and cared for as long as he lives, I promise you that. But I can't do it on my own. Not in work to pay the rent and keep us all fed. I shall need help. I shall need your help.
But I've me affliction.
And that's another thing. This affliction of yours we've heard so much about. It comes and goes to suit you, don't it? Well, I tell you, I can only cope with one cripple, and that's him, and I've no mind to cope with him on my own. So, if you're ready to make a miraculous recovery and pull your weight, get on with it. If not, if I go, your Fred'll have to go into home, and without me to earn your rent, you can go to the workhouse. It's up to you, Mother.
If you ask me, you've not much choice, Mrs. Jackson.
You keep out of this!
I shall, but I'll tell you this first. Lily owes you nothing. If it were me, I'd leave you to stew. But she's not me. She's more strength than all of us. She must have to put up with you all these years. But if she goes, you'll be in a right mess then, won't you? And there's none round here as'd raise a finger for you.
What can I do then?
You can help.
Well, what is it you want then?
We'd best get him cleaned up.
I'll get some water on the stove then. Shall I?
Aye. That'll be a start.
You want me to wash him down, then? Is that it?
We'll do it together.
Can I do anything?
No, thanks, Mrs. Chadwick. We'll have to get used to coping. Aye, we'll have to learn to manage. You, though, young Fred.
Aye?
You start by saying yes, ma'am, for a start.
Aye. Yes, ma'am.
And you call me ma'am, and treat me as your ma'am in future, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, by heck, you've a long way to go, young Fred. But we'll make summer to you, so long as you pull your weight, mind.
Yes, ma'am. I will, ma'am.
Right. You can take that camera to chemist for a start. Get them photos developed. And I hope for your sake, as they've come out all right. I shall be wanting them. I shall be needing them. I shall treasure them.
In My Dad's a Nero by Christopher Dennis, Anne Rye played Gran Jackson, Judy Bennett, young Fred, and Jane Hollywood, Lily. Judith Barker was Mrs. Chadwick, Julie Corrigan, Dora, Neville Barber, Sidney Barley, and Malcolm Hebden, Councillor Shattuck. Derek Howard was the ambulance man. My Dad's a Nero was directed in BBC North by Tony Cliff.